Part B. Look at page 2 of your data file. Situation. You are Kenny Kwok. You work at Global Star Tours, a travel agent that operates tours around the world. Rita Au, the general manager, has a few tasks for you to do. You will listen to a meeting between Rita and another staff member. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book and the data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and on the recording. As you listen, you can make notes on page 3 of the data file. You now have 5 minutes to familiarize yourself with the question answer book and the data file.
Thank you.
The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of the data file.
Hi, Rita. Here's the report you wanted on customer interest in our Taipei tour.
Thank you, Chris. You're going to be working on our Challenges Around the World YouTube video series next, right? I heard it's very popular.
Yeah, people really like watching Jerry do crazy things. We'll be shooting the next 4 episodes during our Singapore trip.
So what ideas have you got for those episodes?
Well, we're still planning, but we're going to shoot the last episode at our final location at Siloso Beach.
Could you write that down for me? I need to make a production plan for the film crew.
Sure, let's see. S-I-L-O-S-O Beach.
So what challenge do you guys have planned for Jerry there?
There's a well-known bungee tower there, so we're going to make Jerry go bungee jumping. He has to jump without closing his eyes. If he closes his eyes at any time, he'll lose. How do you spell bungee again? B-U-N-G-E-E?
That's right. So this time around, I want to make sure that our host for the series, meaning Jerry, is always wearing our company's logo and our sponsor's items in the videos. A lot of people are going to be watching those videos, so I want our logo and our sponsor's items to be seen.
Sure thing. Wait, sponsors?
Yes. 2 companies decided to sponsor our videos and sent us some free apparel.
First time I'm hearing about it.
Oh, the 2 sponsors are Adidas Sports and Lazio Timepieces. Adidas gave us a pair of sneakers, their newest type, I believe. They help your feet breathe as you're running or something. Lazio Timepieces sent us a watch, also the latest model. Anyway, make sure Jerry is wearing them in the videos.
Got it. It is a good idea to make our brand more visible. Our customer base skyrocketed after we became popular on YouTube.
Yeah, that's why I want to improve our advertising. A very good way of doing that is through sponsoring a TV programme, but I still need to sell the idea to the management.
So we sponsor a programme and they show our logo on TV in return? We would need to choose a programme that represents our company.
Yes, I already have one in mind. It's called Taste Tours, and it introduces award-winning restaurants in Tokyo. It's currently looking for sponsors, and I think it's the perfect opportunity for us.
A programme that introduces award-winning restaurants does represent us well. When's it airing?
It will air every Saturday starting June.
If it's a long-running series, it might cost us a lot, though.
The programme will only last 30 minutes, from 8 to 8:30 p.m, so it won't be too huge of an investment to sponsor. It'll also run for only 6 episodes.
In that case, sponsoring them does seem like a good idea. Oh right, one more thing I needed to tell you. Remember the fan meeting we're going to organise for George Wu? He got back to us on which day he'll be free.
Finally, which day is that?
Saturday, 9th June.
I see. When and where are we going to hold the meeting?
It is scheduled for 3 to 5pm. The marketing department thinks that we can get the biggest turnout at that time. We've decided to use our Causeway Bay branch for the meeting because it's big enough and in a good location. The fan meeting will be held in the tea party room of that branch. We require all participants to register beforehand as usual.
Okay. Thanks for following up on this for me, Chris.
Wait, one more thing. I'd like to request a week of leave after I come back from Singapore. I could really use a proper vacation.
Sure.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Where are you going?
Oh, I was thinking of going to Brazil. I found a vacation rental there that looks really nice.
I have to warn you, Chris, there are many risks to vacation rentals. It's safer to book a hotel room.
You mean like people trying to scam me? Most rentals are trustworthy.
There are also other drawbacks to them, like check-in times, for example. Your check-in time for a vacation rental depends on its owner. The owner may not be available to check you in at the time you arrive, resulting in time wasted waiting for each other. On the other hand, hotel check-in times are much more flexible. You can check in most times of the day and get your room immediately.
That's true, but a vacation rental is cheaper, so I think the drawbacks are worth it.
Well, why don't you talk about it with Kenny? He'll be writing a blog post for us soon about those drawbacks, so he can give you some useful information. Anyway, thanks for your time, Chris.
That is the end of the listening component of this paper. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.